Welcome to Rockstar Chiropractic Radio.
What happens in Vegas? Yeah, you know the rest. It's their brand. Go to Vegas. Leave the real world behind. Do whatever you want, and then leave it there. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I've not been to Vegas more than a half a dozen times. However, I have picked up on what Vegas is, what Vegas does, and how Vegas does it. Vegas is exactly what you expect it to be. Exactly. If you expect Vegas to be raunchy, that's what you see. And that's what you get. If you expect to have a good time with friends in Vegas doing non-raunchy things, that is exactly what you get. If you go to Vegas with your family and want to do family-friendly things, that is exactly what you get to do. And if you're a local and want some good food or some good desert fun, guess what? That is what you get too. What can we learn from Vegas to help with our brand? Does your brand give your target audience, your potential patients, what they want? When they arrive, do they get exactly what they expect? How does your brand and your message teach them what to expect before they get there? Are you keeping your message current and relevant? Are you mixing up the method so that your consistent message doesn't go stale? Is your brand constant? Vegas is experiencing a 14% unemployment rate right now. Travelers are not flocking to Vegas, even on New Year's Eve when we were there. We ushered in the new year watching the fireworks on the strip from inside the stratosphere. Sure, lots of people, but there were still tickets to be had. Hotels were not overbooked. In fact, empty rooms all over. It only took 30 minutes to drive from one end of the strip to the other, and an easy 45 minutes from the parking lot at Mandalay Bay to the Fremont Experience, including finding parking. Still Vegas lives on. Still Vegas grows. Still Vegas is where you go to get exactly what you expect. Why? Their brand says so. They deliver on their brand, and their brand continually brings in new suckers. Visitors. So the million-dollar question, is your brand bringing in patients?
All right, boys and girls, we're going to continue with the 33 principles of chiropractic. If you remember last time, we covered the last three, which were the chiropractic principles, numbers 31, 32, and 33. We're going to cover the first five of the 33 principles, the universal principles. And number one is the major premise, and it states, there's a universal intelligence in all matter, continuously giving to it all its properties and actions, thus maintaining it in existence and giving this intelligence its expression. A little bit difficult to understand, but basically it's saying there's intelligence in everything that exists, and that intelligence is continually and constantly expressing itself. Number two, cause and effect. This is one of Newton's premises also, but every effect is a cause, and every cause has effects. Remember, we're talking about the principles of chiropractic here, not theology. In theology, they say that there is a primary cause that has no effect. That would be God. But within chiropractic, with the principles of chiropractic, cause and effect is number two. And again, every effect has a cause, and every cause has effects. Number three is the principle of time. We all know this. All processes require time. Number four, no organization without the effort of force. It reads, matter can have no organization without the application of force by intelligence. Number five, universal expression. Force is manifested as organization in matter. All matter has organization, therefore, there is universal intelligence expressed in all matter. Now, these sound kind of confusing, but if we take them as a group, major premise that there's universal intelligence in all matter, cause and effect, every effect has a cause, and every cause has an effect. Principle of time, all processes take time and require time. No organization without the effort of force, and a universal expression of intelligence within it, matter. You can see that the basic tenets, the first five principles of chiropractic, are based upon that there is a universal intelligence, there's universal force, and it expresses itself through the organization of matter and the organization within matter. And if we want to apply that specifically to chiropractic and what we do as chiropractors, apply specifically to the brain and how the nervous system works. There's intelligence that designed it. There's intelligence that it works in. There's this unquantifiable portion that allows our body to heal itself and is part of the design, part of the intelligence in the design. Obviously, your theology, how you believe we came into existence, what designed us, who designed us, is going to affect the underlying belief system. I mean, that's what a theology is. But these truths, everybody would believe. There's no reason not to believe you. So anyway, those are the first five of the 33. We'll cover the next four next time. And then eventually we'll get through these. Look at the links below. You will see links to the PDF where they're listed out. If you have any questions or comments, please, 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 by all means, leave them below. I appreciate your time. Have a great day, and we'll talk at you next time. This is Dwayne Hoskins, chiropractor for Rock Radio.